The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at whatever the hell Tyler's is. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, you probably missed enough Rocket talk. There's nothing else to say about these guys. Please, no more Rockets calls. Is that fair?
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. It's pointless. I know they had their big press conference today introducing their coach and apparently blame the media for everything. Well, we're going to be the media that says terrible hire. So, there. Lance says, what are the odds Dallas Keuchel gets his ERA under 3.5 by the end of the season? I could see that happening. I think he'll, get close to that, certainly. If he doesn't, they're pretty bad. As Jesse said, still doubting the Astros. Seems not having Gomez in the lineup and Springer leading off has improved the team. I do think that putting Springer at leadoff has helped. He's certainly hitting a lot better, and that's put him on a little bit of a tear, which is good. I still wonder about the starting pitching. It hasn't been good enough. Right now they're able to beat up on a team like the Diamondbacks, but
yeah,
if you can't, Keuchel did have a good start last time around, which you needed to see.
First in a while.
Yeah, you needed to see that. But even McCullers was pretty shaky yesterday, and I anticipate that coming off an injury and still trying to get back into where he needs to be. But you're just not getting consistent enough starting pitching. And even yesterday, you score 8 runs. That game should be over, and you've got to bring in Gregerson to close it. So I'm still
– and there's guys like McHugh, who's been solid for them the last 2 years, has just not been good. Maybe he gets better. But maybe
he's been very inconsistent. He's either been really good or at times, but most of the time he's been given up. He'll have like one or two really bad innings and give up a lot of runs.
Yeah. McCullers, I guess the word would be inconsistent, what he's been so far. The start against Baltimore, he looked fantastic.
Of course, everybody did because the Orioles were swinging at everything.
Right. But he also walked 6 guys in that game. And so you could have seen with his only giving up 1 hit, but he walked 6 guys. It could have been a bad result. And like you said, yesterday against Arizona, he looked okay. I mean, he didn't look great, but he looked okay.
He struggled in the first inning again, which has been a constant for him, and then did pretty well. And then the fifth, he started losing it again. His control's not where it needs to be.
But what's funny is we kind of assumed coming into this season, and so did everyone who were believers in the Astros, you assumed that Keuchel would be, an ace, and you assumed that McCullers and McHugh would be a solid 2-3. And then you kind of hoped that some of the other guys would piece together enough of a rotation, Fisters and the Fires.
Because if you have that, Fires is fine as a fourth starter. He's going to be inconsistent, but that's a fourth starter.
And he's a guy who throws 87 miles an hour.
Yeah.
The problem is you just haven't – the top of that rotation has not lived up to the billing. And unless all 3 of those guys dramatically improve, I don't see it getting much better.
Or somebody that hasn't done anything yet dramatically improves.
And by the way
– I don't know that I see that.
This is far and away the best 10-game stretch they've had all season long. But I'm not going to start going over crazy about it because they didn't really start this win streak until, they've won 7 of their last 8, which again, the best run they've had all season long, and it's not close. but it took them until May 24th to start that. That means between the beginning of April and May 24th, they've played a lot more crap ball than they have good ball. I'm not going to suddenly just say, well, they've righted the ship. It could just be they're having a good 8-game run. You know, those even bad teams have good 8-game runs at some point. But they've had a lot more bad runs where they've gone, you know, they've lost 7 of 8 or they've gone 3-7 over 10. That's happened enough that this is just, they're barely starting to recover.
713-780-ESPN is your number. Boy, we had a bunch of people that went away.
With the Astros, I look at where they are in the standings. They're 7.5 games back. They are tied for the third worst record in the league still in the AL behind Minnesota and Tampa. It's just hard for me to really get excited. You know, they still just have so much work.
They're going to have to play at this level for another 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, to even get back into a conversation.
And if that happens, then okay.
And there just hasn't been enough for me to think, oh yeah, they'll do that. And I heard someone today, I read something today about the Astros may be in the mix for Ryan Braun if the Brewers decide to trade Ryan Braun. And then I looked at the standings, and the Astros and the Brewers have the exact same record. Why, if the Brewers are at a point where they're getting rid of their best player, why would the Astros, you know, with the same record, be in a spot where they're taking on $100 million in salary over the next 5 years? I don't know.
Doesn't make sense. Well, I think it also, I mean, if you're the Brewers and you realistically look at your team and say, you know what, we need to get some prospects, this isn't working.
Yeah.
And I still think if you're the Astros, you can look at some things like, all right, we think Dallas Keuchel's going to turn it around. If we add this, we're going to start scoring more runs. You know, maybe we add another arm somewhere, you know, because they're not far enough out of it. I think,
but man, if you're 5 games under 500 at the trade deadline.
Yeah, but that's.
But there's no way you're adding.
2 months away, though.
Right. But so. It's 2 months for the Brewers, too.
Yeah, but.
And he's in the first year of his deal.
Yeah. But if that's. Yeah, I imagine some. The Astros have traded a lot of their good prospects, so.
They have, but they still have Alex Bregman sitting around, and that's that seems to be more and more becoming sort of a trump card. You know, if I think you're in a situation where, you know, you can get Ryan Braun and maybe you think that you'll be back this year and you're willing to spend some more money in the offseason and improve the rotation, maybe you do something like that. But it just seems weird for a team that's 5 games under 500 talking about adding a guy who's got $100 million in contract. You know, it just doesn't make it. It's very opposite of what you normally see bad teams doing.
Although before the season started, if the same team had been in on that, you'd been all for it. The same group.
Before the season started? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would have said absolutely do it. But now we've seen this team is just not. It's not what we thought it was.
No, but I could also see enough things turning around. If you could add a bat like that, it would make a difference. I still think you need an arm more than that, but we shall see.
And a bat like that, I mean, it's good for a long term because. Colby Rasmus is probably gone. Carlos Gomez is undoubtedly gone at the end of this season. And you'd have Ryan Braun and Springer and, I mean, whoever your third outfielder is going to be. But it just seems like the wrong time to be having that.
I don't know. I'm always for if you really think you can turn it around and it's early enough. Now, if we're talking at the trade deadline, that'll be a different situation.
Right.
But as of right now, I wouldn't be ready to give up on the season, and I would applaud them for adding somebody like that because, you know, sometimes deals like this that happen now make a big difference. And if that's a guy that can get you 5 more wins, then suddenly you are closer to 500. Suddenly you are closer to being in the race again. And I think if it were a possibility, I'd be all over it. But I'm skeptical. I'm skeptical that they would spend the money.
Yeah.
I've seen nothing out of Jim Crane to think that he would go and spend that kind of money on somebody.
But Jesse's right. I mean, at least the bats are heating up. You know, it's it's a promising sign. I just still think there's a long way.
I think the other thing that you can kind of hang your hat on is at some point Carlos Correa's got to start hitting, doesn't he?
Yeah,
you got to think that, right? If he doesn't, then that's like, oh well.
Well, and here's the other thing to keep in mind, and they did win that series over Baltimore, swept that series over Baltimore, which was far and away the best series they've had this season. That was, if I'm not mistaken, that was the first time this season that they won three games in a row. But
sounds right, yeah.
But I mean, they beat the Angels, who, granted, it's nice to finally win some division games, because that's one thing they've not done this year is win games in the division. So it was nice to win two out of three against a division foe. But the Angels suck. I mean, the Angels are basically just as bad as the Astros. And the Diamondbacks are worse than the Astros. So, I mean, again, the Baltimore series is nice, but this is, I'm not getting too worked up yet until I see some sustained.
Well, yeah, I'm encouraged at least.
Yeah, that's fair.
That they're finally starting, that Springer's starting to hit, and maybe that move. Now, to be fair, though, when he's gone on runs, he'll do this. He'll have like a 3-week stretch where he just knocks the crap out of the ball and then disappears again. So I need to see more consistency out of him, but he's hitting the ball. And they've gotten some better pitching, including it was encouraging to see what happened with Keuchel, you know, because if he kept going like he was going, then
yeah,
there's no chance.
Matt says, how about some stuff? No more Stroh's talk. And then links the teacher sex thing. Listen to the first segment on the podcast. Yeah. Dirty South Chris says, Danny Worth lining it up in AAA. Maybe put him in a deal with Gomez to get Braun. The Brewers would literally laugh out loud in your face if you tried to put Carlos Gomez in a deal back to them.
Yeah.
That's, if you're going to get Ryan Braun, you're talking about Alex Bregman, A.J. Reed-type players. It's 5 years of control with that dude. They're going to be wowed by somebody. If he's really on the market.
Yeah, and especially, I'm still not sure that he really is.
I mean, that guy is raking this season. He's raking. He's not like PED Braun, but he's still very, very good right now. And it'll cost you more than a hot prospect and a broken-down outfielder who's an expiring contract anyway. That's not going to get it done.
Patrick says, what's the difference between Braun to Stroh's and Osweiler to the Texans? At least Braun has proven. I could be wrong. I'm not sure I see the...
The difference is Brock Osweiler was a free agent.
Yeah. You didn't have to give anything up for him.
Ryan
for
Braun,
money.
You're going to have to give up top assets to get.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's going to cost you...
Well, and it's also a difference between a starting left fielder versus a starting quarterback on an NFL team. There's a lot of teams that get by with a so-so left fielder. There's no teams winning the Super Bowl with garbage at quarterback. It's just not happening.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Houston Can Academies. Terrific place. They change lives every day. They take in at-risk kids who have dropped out of other schools. They give them a second chance. And so many of them take advantage of that second chance. Houston Can Academy works around their schedules. Some of them have to get jobs to support their families. They work around that. Some of them need glasses to read. They get them for them. If they need transportation, they get them to school. And that's why they need your donation. So all you have to do is get rid of something you're not using anymore. When they're saying a donation, they're talking about a vehicle. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Doesn't matter if it doesn't run. Doesn't matter if it's been sitting in your garage for 2 years. None of that matters. They'll come and tow it absolutely free of charge. Your donation's tax deductible. They take care of all the paperwork. They make it really easy on you. And if you donate today, you're winning a bunch of games all of a sudden. They're going to give you Astros tickets. Just their way of saying thank you. So here's a chance to get rid of something you're not using anymore. And the Blitzers have been stepping up big on this. A lot of Blitzers have donated their vehicles. All you have to do, give them a call, 713-225-4226. You'll get rid of something you're not using, and you'll do something great and help at-risk kids get a second chance. 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Headphones on, straight ahead. Kids try and start-ish. But if this is all there is for me, life offers, why bother even trying to put up a fight? It's nonsense, but I think a light bulb just lit up in my car.
Set your clock and grab your job.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, Father's Day right around the corner. And what are you going to get for the guy that taught you the difference between a good whiskey and a bad whiskey for Father's Day? Yeah, your old man. I know my old man taught me about whiskey, and you know, let Deep South Barrels make the choice easy for you. With my personal favorite, the double barrel package. They've got 2 2-liter aging barrels, one for bourbon, one for whiskey, with a stand to display your glass, your barrels, and it's got complimentary shot glasses and your choice of bourbon and whiskey bootlegging essences. Use my promo code Hoffman. You'll get 10% off the entire sticker price. And again, if you don't want to create your own booze, which you can with Deep South Barrels, you can just take your existing booze and upgrade them. Turn your shelf, you know, your low shelf liquor into top shelf in a hurry. 30 days is all it takes. And with that promo code Hoffman, you get 10% off the price. Go to deepsouthbarrels.com. Order by June 9th. Your order will be on your doorstep before Father's Day. Age your spirits to perfection with my friends from Deep South Barrels, deepsouthbarrels.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Tyler, I'm not feeling this music, man. We need some Blitz-like music, brother.
This is a John playlist.
Yeah, I don't recall ever hearing this one on the show.
All right.
Just stuff with more balls, please.
I'll metal it up for you.
Thank you. Doesn't have to be metal. Just something with a little bit
of hard rock.
Then. Yeah, because I mean, not necessarily just hard rock. Something that's got some beat to it, man. Something that gets you pumped up. I hear that, and I'm kind of like,
I got you.
Yeah. Let's give something away. Caller 10, 4-pack of tickets to see the Sugarland Skeeters take on the New Britain Bees this Thursday, June 2nd at Constellation Field. It's affordable family fun. Log on to SugarlandSkeeters.com to get your tickets now. You're going to get 4 tickets to see the Skeeters. How about this? Let's do caller 10 and caller 15. We got 2 4-packs to give away. How cool
Sweet.
Is that? I'd like to take care of the people. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Did you see 7 incoming recruits for Baylor have asked to be released from their...
Not surprised.
Their letters. And the school says not going to do it until they talk to the new coach.
Dude, let these guys
yeah,
go.
That's
a bad look.
Yeah, don't...
You brought this on yourself, boys.
Yeah, this is not even one where you question. You let these kids go wherever the hell they want. And in most cases, I mean, one of the dads talking about is, you know, I don't want to send my kid to that kind of environment. Hard to blame them.
Yeah.
So I think they will do it because so far, at least, they've appeared to do the right thing in the wake of this. That's a no-brainer. That shouldn't even be a discussion. Kids want out, let them out. Let's try a couple calls. Edward, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you, Edward.
Sports guys.
Sports again.
Appreciate you. What are the odds question for you? What are the odds that LeBron James is going to average a triple-double in the finals this year?
Man,
I'll hang up and listen.
His stats last year in the finals were phenomenal. I think they were more phenomenal because he had to do everything himself. I can't imagine that he's going to be scoring as much as he did. And because when the Cavs are at their best, LeBron's not scoring 40 points and things like that.
If you have Love and Irving, he shouldn't be having to do that for them to win basketball games.
If he does, I think they win. I think there's no question they win.
I think you're gonna pick the Cavs, aren't you?
I think I am picking the Cavs.
How many games?
I'm gonna go 6.
Yeah, I'd say you almost have to be 6, right? Because I can't see him winning a game 7 in Golden State. So, all right, let's try Brian. Wants to weigh in on the NBA Finals. What's up, Brian?
Hey, sports guys. Sticking with the theme of the NBA Finals and seeing how, you know, a lot of people are really hyped about this NBA Finals, what are the odds that this particular Finals matchup features at least 3 potential Hall of Famers?
I'd say it's 2 for sure.
Yeah, well, that third one is the interesting one because I think you've got LeBron's already in if he quits tomorrow.
LeBron, if he just said, I retire from basketball today. Yeah. He's a Hall of Famer.
And I think Curry's pretty close to
Curry's
that, too,
close.
At this point. I mean, maybe 1 year away.
Then you've got Klay Thompson.
Not yet.
Not yet. Draymond Green.
Not yet.
Kevin Love. Not yet. Kyrie Irving. Not yet. But any one of those 4, if they continue at the production rate that they have to start their careers.
Certainly
for the next,
a possibility.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely a possibility.
But... Yeah, I think you've got 2 locks right now. And a lot of that's going to depend on how many more titles If the Cavs win the title this year, that doesn't just raise LeBron's profile. That raises the other guys' profile. If Golden State wins another one, that raises the other guys' profiles.
Yep.
That was a good one. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And even the reasonable Baylor people are all saying the same thing. Let them, you let those kids out. It's the right thing to do. Move on. And, I think that's the easiest way to put this mess behind you and start trying to rebuild a respectable program where the right thing happens. All right. I've got something into the stuff category for you.
All right.
I'm kind of disturbed by it. I like to read books. I will never read this, but I bet she sells a whole bunch of them. Author Sophia Miramontes has a new book.
Okay.
It's called Bill Belichick Wants a Tight End, and I don't mean football.
Oh, no.
It's a Bill Belichick erotica novel.
Oh, that's so hot.
He trolls the San Francisco area during Super Bowl 50 week looking for women. The description of the book on Amazon.com reads as follows.
Oh, it's not a gay thing?
No. Oh, it says, okay. Bill Belichick gets seduced less by a woman with large breasts who may be up to no good.
Oh.
So, if you're curious, there is an excerpt on Busted Coverage. fairly inappropriate. Well, and Belichick has a thirst for large-breasted women, among other things. But, so I'd be curious if anyone would have any interest in reading about Bill Belichick pounding large-breasted women.
Rich Lord.
Yeah, he would. He'd want to see it.
It's right? Not a shadow. Oh, my.
Exactly. So there you go.
Yeah. Look at how, I don't know if anybody's gone past the hoodie and the unkempt hair, but you look down a little lower and... Well, that's not a shadow on Bill Belichick's sweatpants. That's a giant hunk of man. Oh, my.
Of course. Does he deflate those breasts?
Bow.
Well done. Well done, Texter. Is the book illustrated? No, it's an erotica novel, so I'm pretty sure, she's doing the whole pictures with words thing. I guess you can write a erotica novel about anybody. But would Bill Belichick really turn you on?
It seems like an unlikely source. Like, I could see somebody writing a Tom Brady book.
Yeah,
but
that might
different strokes for different folks, man.
Giselle, I could see a Giselle book.
Yeah,
Giselle decides she wants to go through the NFL and try a few new quarterbacks. It might be entertaining.
Yeah.
But I don't know that Belichick would be my first choice, even among coaches. So,
who would be your first choice?
I have to think about that.
Jason Garrett, you like the changer?
No, not for me. Wouldn't be Andy Reid.
Bill O'Brien?
Nah, he's kind of
butt chinny.
Yeah,
sexy Rexy.
Ugh.
No, definitely not. He's in defeat.
Sean Payton?
Eh,
maybe.
Eh.
I don't know.
Maybe one of the Harbaughs.
I can see that.
They seem to be reasonably handsome men.
Yeah, good-looking guys. Urban Meyer, too mousy.
Yeah, a little bit. He's got that, plus that hair, very unattractive.
Okay. All right. Well, just curious. Get gauging where you're at.
Why are you asking me? You should be asking Rich Lord these questions. He'll answer them for you.
I need to see their topless Instagram photos before I can make this decision.
Exactly.
All right, guys. Listen, if you're having another crappy day at work, I need to tell you about My Computer Career. Ask yourself, how many guys do you know who are struggling to make ends meet in the IT industry? Not many, because there are a ton of computer jobs out there. IT is consistently ranked as one of the top growing job industries in the country. Huge demand for certified pros. My Computer Career has job placement specialists that will work with you to get you hired. Particularly here in Houston, it's easy to get hired. It's a really hot computer job market. Companies all over the city looking for IT guys. But you've got to have the skills and certification to get those jobs. The place to go to get those skills, mycomputercareer.edu. And I know what you're thinking, because I've heard it before. Going back to school is going to take too long. It's going to cost too much money. Not with My Computer Career. in and out of school in less than a year, working in less than a year. Financial aid's available, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. It's the first step to changing your life and making more money. Mycomputercareer.edu. Take that free career evaluation. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
Head of my gang, still puffing my leaf, still with the beats, still not loving police, still rock my khakis with a cuff and a crease.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. A couple things from Twitter. Sway wants to know, what are the odds Draymond picks up a flagrant foul that gets him suspended for a game?
Boy, he better be careful. That'd be a big loss at a point like this. Cavs need to hope that it happens when he misses a home game.
Yeah, exactly. Chase said, used to date a chick that wrote Harry Potter fan fiction that involved Harry Potter and co-romantic escapades. That sounds like nothing I want to read. So, yeah. Somebody says, a tech student should do Cliff Kingsbury erotica.
Okay.
And to the person suggesting someone write Blitz erotica, that's just gross. Our own wives wouldn't read that. Stop. 713-780-ESPN. Is that Ramon? Let's grab Ramon. What's up, Ramon?
What's going on, guys? Sports. What's
sports
going on, guys?
You.
Sports. Hey, I wanted to ask, it's basically two what are the odds questions. The first one is, what are the chances that the Warriors match the same number of losses in the playoffs as they did in the regular season? And also, what are the chances the Rockets are making the playoffs next season? Thank you.
All right. The Rockets making – I'll do the first one first, or the second one first. Rockets making the playoffs next season, I'm going to say is about 50-50.
It's almost impossible to speculate without knowing what the roster looks like. Yeah. We know there won't be Dwight Howard. Well, will they replace him with someone – will they be in on Al Horford or Whiteside or one of those guys? I mean, I'm sure they're going to try. And then what else do they put around James Harden? But right now, if the only way I you can even begin to speculate on that is if you say, okay, they come back with this roster minus Dwight Howard and this coach, then I'd say 80% chance they miss the playoffs.
That's a large number.
Well,
80%.
But this group minus Dwight Howard and this coach – yes, I'd say 80% chance.
What was his first question?
I don't remember.
Oh, sorry.
Something about Golden State.
Oh, matching the matches the record?
Yeah.
No, they match their number of losses in the playoffs as they did for the regular season.
I don't know if that'll happen. Hmm. I mean, what are they at now?
Well,
they lost 3, 4, 5. I mean, they'd have to lose them all. So I could see it.
Yeah, it's possible. Well, they'd have to lose a series.
Yeah.
That's a tricky way of asking.
Brandon says, can you go a day without talking about Rich Lord? Sure. But to me, it's funny to talk about it. One of the a talk show host in this town is meat-gazing a football player, and you're worried about me, who I'm talking about? I want to worry about who he's talking about.
All right, we have an interview for the people here. That'll calm things down a little bit.
Yeah.
So,
joining us now on the program is the UFC middleweight champion of the world. He will defend that title on Saturday night at UFC 199. Luke Rockhold joins us. Luke, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Getting excited for this fight.
Is this kind of the part of the week? It's Wednesday. Weigh-ins are on Saturday. Is this kind of the struggle time? I mean, you're through with all, I guess, your hard sparring and things like that. It's kind of time to get your weight down. Is this a harder part for you, or is the first 5-6 weeks of your fight camp tougher?
I mean, this ain't fun, no doubt. It's trying to. I'm a sodium freak, so anytime I can't salt my food, you know, it starts to piss me off a little bit. But Yeah, the training camp is brutal. It's so rough. It's like, you know, I torture myself. No matter who I fight, I always give it my all. I always try to reach my potential. I never hold anything back. I don't go into these fights with any regrets. That's the thing. You got to go in there with a clear mind, knowing you did everything. And that helps you center yourself. So this week, just the water, man. You lose your mind. It's hard to keep your sanity drinking 2.5 gallons. Water. So this is my last day. Kind of slowing down that water the last few days has really been tough. But I'm here. You know, I'm just getting the media done now.
When you do a fight camp, do you do the same fight camp that you do every time, or do you point it directly at what your opponent is? And if so, did you have to change up your camp at all in preparation when it changed from Weidman to Bisping as your opponent?
The thing is with me is I feel like I'm the most well-rounded guy in the game. I've never been a guy to like hide anything. A lot of guys are, you know, they're secretive about their training. They're coming with these different tactics. I'm like, I think that's a bunch of crap. I'm gonna tell you exactly what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna show you my training. I'm gonna socially. I'm gonna post all of it. I'm gonna get people excited. I want you to study me. Try it. Cause I'm gonna come in there. I'm gonna do exactly what I'm telling you. Some people talk crap, you know, and some people talk the truth. You know, the truth is going out there and doing it, and that's what I do every time. And so, I don't change my game. I don't adjust to guys. I can control what I do. I focus on myself. I don't focus on them. And I think that was the biggest thing with the last Weidman fight, where everyone's been so scared about what is Weidman going to do, and he finally fought a guy that's like, screw you, you know, try to stop this, try to stop that. And he had no answer for it. And none of these guys will.
You know, I was thinking, I was excited for the Weidman fight, even though the first fight between you two was fairly lopsided. And then when they announced Bisping as his replacement, I said, I cannot imagine a scenario where Michael Bisping can beat Luke Rockhold. Obviously you've been in the cage with both of them. I mean, is it almost like the way that you blitz through these guys, is it difficult not to get complacent when you fight them again and you just had no trouble with them the first time?
Yeah, I'm a perfectionist. You know, I want to go out there. I want to be flawless every time. And, it's fun for me. It's a tactical battle every time I step in the cage with these guys. And I know what's on the line. Anything can happen in this game, and, you know, but it's not like Weidman had a chance to beat me either. I mean, I'm just saying this is in your guys' favor as fans. You're going to see a funner fight, a more tactical fight, and a nice finish. Whereas with Weidman, it could go ugly. He's going to come in sloppy, and you know, it could. I saw an early finish with Weidman too, but it's just, this will be a little more fun. There'll be a little more talk. There'll be a little more emotion maybe in this one.
I mean, Michael Bisping has done a lot of talking. Does that play for you, or do you just listen? You sit back and listen and say, "Dude, I one arm guillotined you. I you have no room to talk." Is it just one ear, way in one ear and out the other, or do you think he's just trying to sell the fight?
I mean, I'm a competitive guy, and I love people that talk crap. That's the thing. He's talking crap. He's saying a bunch of things that aren't going to happen. I mean, my responses to him are all the truth. They're very blunt. They're very direct. People may think it's talking crap, but hey, guess what? It's the truth. Watch me go do exactly what I said. I'm going to knock him out. I'm going to make ESPN top 10 number one, and it's going to be the play of the week. It's going to be beautiful.
What's at camp, what's preparation been like, knowing that you've got this and Daniel's got his fight coming up next month? Has it been, you know, focusing on you, and then the focus switches after Saturday? How's it work with you guys?
The gym's been high. Of course, Kane's been in the gym, Cormier, and I really have been picking this one up pretty hard early on. But we got so many other guys in the gym, but it's definitely nice. You know, everyone's got the same focus, same mindset. We're all here to be the best, and everyone pushes each other. So, you know, we've all complimented each other for so many years, and that's the reason why we've all reached the top. And while our team will keep reaching those heights, so man, it's great. I can't wait to go start us off and then get Kane and DC back on track and do their things.
What are your thoughts on the rest of the card, UFC 199? Obviously, you're the headliner, but there's another title fight right behind you guys, Dominic Cruz, Uriah Faber. Do you have any fights in particular that you're looking forward to seeing on Saturday?
For me, you know, I mean, it's going to be cool. You know, fights I'm kind of excited to see. Too bad I'm not going to be able to enjoy them too much. I'll be thinking about my own deal. But Dominic and Uriah, that's going to be a fun fight. If you watched the other fight, I was on the edge of my seat the last time they fought.
Yeah, and I actually thought Uriah won that fight.
A lot of people thought Uriah won. Uriah landed all. He dropped him, what, three times in that fight? Dominic did a lot of work, but Uriah put some devastating blows on him. And so this is a stylistically they match up well, and I'm excited to see that fight. So and we'll see. And then there's some bunch of other fights too. And Dan Henderson coming back fighting Hector Lombard. Those two are throwing bombs. Someone's gonna get clipped, you know. And Max Holloway too is one of those underground guys, and that guy's the future of that division too. He's an animal. And there's a bunch of other good fights. This card is stacked from top to bottom. And you know, I'm gonna send it off on with that icing on the cake and send you guys home happy.
Well, as always, man, it's a pleasure to watch you fight. I enjoy it. I think that you have become one of the best, if not the best overall fighter in the game today. So it's always a pleasure to see you fight. UFC 199 this Saturday night, June 4th on pay-per-view. Luke Rockhold taking on Michael Bisping for the second time. And then the bantamweight title, Dominic Cruz, Uriah Faber, 3 is the co-headliner. Luke, best of luck to you, man. Enjoy these next couple days as much as you can, and then enjoy. I know you'll enjoy Saturday, my friend.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's Luke Rockhold, the UFC middleweight champ. All right, I got to tell you guys about Dirt Free one more time today. You know, I've been telling you that Dirt Free is their technology is out of this world. They're not using the chemicals or the soaps that the other guys do that can damage your carpet fibers and can hold into the chemicals and the allergens that'll make your family sick. A lot of the other guys do that. Dirt Free does not use that stuff. They don't leave too much water on the floor. They've got powerful engines that create high pressure steam made from their patented super water. Your carpet's going to be fresh and deep clean without soap or chemicals. Call Dirt Free, 281 Dirt Free. Go chemical free with Dirt Free. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning all surfaces, upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, air ducts, whatever you need done. They can clean it. They'll come clean the inside of your car if that's what you want them to do. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard about it right here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll do 3 rooms of your carpet for just $99.95 and throw in a free speed dry to the first 25 callers. 281-DIRT-FREE. That's 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Enter the Father's Day giveaway from Omaha Steaks. Tweet pictures of your steaks, burgers, and beef at ESPN 97.5 with hashtag BeefUpYourLife and hashtag Omaha Steaks, and you're entered to win the Omaha Steak Father's Day pack. These beefy packs include 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 boneless pork chops, 4 Omaha burgers, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all beef meatballs, a pound of steak fries, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, and more. These delicious packs are available for just $50. Get yours at omahasteaks.com.
Omaha!
Type Fred in the search bar, grab your dad, and fire up the grill. And I'm telling you, man, I got this package a couple weeks ago. It is fantastic. You know, this whole read would sound a lot different if Rich Lord were reading it, just out of curiosity. Oh, I'm sorry. We're not allowed to make fun of him. And just
you've never seen meat like this. Oh, my. That's no shadow on that meat. That's more meat.
Boy, so spring humble, you guys are getting nailed. Liberty, you're about to get nailed by this storm. This is not good. And we had an emergency alert in the middle of the interview.
Yeah, in the middle of the interview with the champion of the world.
I'll get him to podcast that separately, I guess.
Good call. Stupid weather.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Blitzer Jake, what are
the odds? Came in early to record that interview.
Hmm.
The weather didn't care.
Yeah, you're going to be off.
Weather does what it wants.
You're gone for a week. What do you care?
True.
What are the odds the Cavs winning the series in six has value at plus 500 from Blitzer Jake?
Man, I'm there is value in that number. I'm not going to lie, because if you I think plus 200 is decent value.
But
the
if you think they're going to win, then I think six is the likely number, and you're getting 5-1.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And I'm also getting a lot of what are the odds of Penguins go up 2-0 tonight? I'm going to say 45%. I think the Sharks come back with a good effort, but damn, that's going to be such a good series. Those teams are so close. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we go to China, where, you know, China might be the Florida of countries because they give us all kinds of goofy stuff. Although there's also like 75 billion people there, so the odds are there's going to be more idiots. But apparently, Chinese internet kind of went nuts this week over parking lots. Apparently, the Guangzhou Evening News, which is a state-run newspaper, I need Granado here to pronounce this stuff, reported that since March, a service area in the eastern metropolis of Hangzhou has been offering extra large parking spaces specifically for women. The woman's only spots, which are 1.5 times the size of normal places, are framed in pink and marked by icons representing a skirt-wearing woman. So it's basically they're saying, okay, women need more space to park, so we're going to make these 1.5 times the normal parking spot and put a woman in a pink dress.
All right. I like that.
You do?
Yeah. My wife would appreciate that. So she can't park my truck.
So you think they should add that here?
It's actually not bad. I think all in Texas, all parking lots should have giant size spaces.
I agree, but we should have bigger spots here in Texas because most people have trucks. But this isn't about that. So the spots are especially designed for women drivers. It's a humane measure. And of course, now people are screaming sexism. This is sexism under the name of showing concern. Whether one can park well depends on driving skills, not gender.
They're just trying to help them out.
They should be called newbie driver spaces instead.
No, I think they got it right with the women.
Well,
driver spaces.
You know what? According to a survey on Weibo, I don't know what Weibo is, but I'm guessing it's a survey thing in China. 63.7% of 1,700 respondents said it was a good idea.
Okay.
Now, I mean, I don't know what the ratio of men to women is in China, so I know they try to get rid of daughters and stuff. But 63.7%. And 8 out of 370 total parking spaces in the area are for women only, and each is used about 15 times per day. A lot of women are supporting it, according to the story.
Of course.
Although I can park in normal parking spaces, my other female friends may need bigger spaces to park, said Lin Zhuji, a 34-year-old woman in Guangzhou. Of course, women's rights activists were divided over it. It's a stereotype that women drivers are less skillful than men drivers. No one has proved that so far. Well, Danica Patrick has. But anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Edgar wants to know, why aren't they playing the NHL finals on national TV like last year? They're having some games on NBC and some of them on the other station. It's pretty much, yeah. The good news is there's no conflicts now. If you want to watch both the hockey and the basketball, you can.
Yeah.
So there won't be any more. That kind of sucked. Monday sucked because, especially for the Bay Area, because you know they're going to watch the Warriors. And yet, Sharks are in there for the first time in history. Anyway, man, bunch of phone calls. Let's try John. What's up, John?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, just a quick what are the odds question. What are the odds that D'Antoni plays offense and defense? You know, he's notoriously known for not playing defense, so you know what are the odds he actually, you know, get this squad to play some defense?
I don't have high hopes for it. I honestly don't want to take any more Rockets calls. I don't care about the Rockets right now. The Rockets sucked. They're losing their second best player. They just hired a bad coach. I just have no interest in talking about them right now.
Yeah, we're on record as hating this hire, so let's just move on from it. Let's try something else. How about Adam? What's up, Adam?
What are the odds that Jason Braddock's breakdown of Osweiler will prove itself out over the season? And what are your thoughts on it?
I haven't even seen Jason Braddock's thoughts on Brock Osweiler.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't really pay too much attention since Jason's not on the station anymore. So, sorry. Can't help you with that.
I'm curious to know what he thinks.
Yeah.
The guy knows football for sure.
He does.
But I just haven't seen it.
Yeah. Somebody had asked if I'm going to correct you on something. Did the Bulls championship run go up against a player of LeBron's caliber in the finals? Not at that stage of his career, but their first one, they did beat Magic Johnson.
And I think was talking about the 72-win Bulls.
Okay. I thought he was talking
he meant the
– No, they didn't. I mean –
The 95-96 Bulls. They and that's the year they played Sean Kemp and Gary Payton in the finals, and they beat Shaq and Penny in the conference finals.
Shaq's close. So – But, yeah, although that was AIDS Magic at the end when they beat them the first time.
Yeah.
The Magic is one of those that I will always have in my top three all time. I mean, that guy could do everything. And still think he's the best passer I've ever seen. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. All right, let's try Thomas.
Hey guys, sports and music. What are the odds questions? One is music. Fred, what do you think the odds are that the new Volbeat album coming out June 3rd will go platinum? And on the sports side, what are the odds the Atlanta Falcons win a Super Bowl before the Houston Texans?
Okay, as to the first one.
Do albums even go platinum anymore?
No.
It's so hard to sell albums anymore.
I mean, they've got a nice following internationally, but. As far as the, I would still like to say I know the Falcons have a quarterback, but I'm not so sure about that anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure that that's a guy you can win with. But I would still say they're more likely.
Yeah. I'm with you. I don't know. You've got a question mark in Atlanta at quarterback. You've got an obvious question mark.
But you have less of a question mark there because he has had.
He's shown flashes that he can do it.
Yeah. I mean, if he could put it together, although I think right now I'd take the Texans roster over Atlantis at this point.
Probably.
But. Mike says Braddock said Osweiler didn't have good arm strength and Hopkins was an undisciplined route runner. Okay. That's.
Yeah. I mean, is the guy when you say he doesn't have good arm strength? Is he Ryan Mallett? No, I don't think he's.
I think he has a good enough arm.
I think he's got an NFL arm.
Not necessarily to Jason, but in general, a lot of these guys who look at a lot of tape, some of them are very, very good at certain things, and some of them look for the wrong things at other positions. And like when it comes to quarterbacks, I'll trust what Sean Salisbury's told me about what he's seen on Brock Osweiler, which is a lot more positive because he's looked at it. It's a guy who's played quarterback and who coaches quarterbacks, and he's got a lot of nice things to say about Brock. He also says there's a lot of things he has to fix, but they're fixable things. But arm strength was not something that he mentioned. So, yeah, it's just like, well, if I want to hear about offensive linemen, going to see what Lance Erline has to say.
Yeah.
This dude knows that stuff. But there's a lot of guys out there that will, you know, there's very few guys that can look at tape of every single position and be really good at all of them and know what they're talking about. I think John Harris is pretty close to that. But, you know, when it comes to certain positions, I tend to focus more on what guys that I trust at that position say. So I just know that I've asked Sean on a lot of occasions about what he's seen in Brock Osweiler, and it's interesting because, you know, he's a guy who does coach guys, and he has said a lot of positives, but he also has said there's things he's going to have to work on, and hopefully O'Brien will get fixed with him. Holds the ball too low, for one thing, which, you know, and that's one of those things that drives me nuts. Brandon Weeden does that worse than anybody. He holds the ball down by his gut, and to me, that's fixable. Especially when, what I don't understand is that when guys are playing with Peyton Manning, I mean, that's one thing Peyton Manning did better than anybody. If you always watched him, he kept the ball up high where guys can't slap at it from, you know, when they're falling down. And, man, if you're watching that guy play, aren't you just mimicking that? I mean, yeah. That's one of the things he, and plus it's shorter to your, you know, it's shorter to take the ball back. It makes more sense. And it just, that's one of those things that good quarterbacks do pretty consistently. But again, I'm withholding judgment. I don't know if the guy can play. I really don't. I know Sean says a lot of good things about him, and I trust Sean.
Sean's smart when it comes to quarterback.
He knows a little bit about it.
All right, I got to tell you guys about Deep South Barrels again. And these barrels are awesome. The little 2-liter barrels that you can age your spirits in. This is a local company down in Pearland. These guys are doing things the right way. Support a local business and make your booze better in the process. While you're at it, think of your old man on Father's Day. It's right around the corner here. What are you getting your dad? The guy who taught you the difference between good booze and bad booze. I hope you let Deep South Barrels make that decision for you. Go with my personal favorite, the double barrel package. It's 2 2-liter aging barrels, one for bourbon, one for whiskey. It's got a stand to display your barrels with complimentary shot glasses and your choice of bourbon and whiskey bootlegging essences. Use my promo code Hoffman. You'll get an additional 10% off the sticker price. Just go to deepsouthbarrels.com. Order by June 9th. Your order will be on your doorstep before Father's Day, guaranteed. It's a great gift. It's great for you. If you're selfish, or maybe you're a father and your wife's asking you what you want for Father's Day, there you go. Get that double barrel package from Deep South Barrels. Age your spirits to perfection with Deep South Barrels. DeepSouthBarrels.com. Remember to use that promo code Hoffman.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.